Hey, Todd.
Classic music.
What is what show are we doing? Why don't you intro it, Todd? I'm tired.
I'm not ready for that.
All right, so this is
it takes me a lot of practice. You're a natural.
That's Todd Miller. I'm Ryan Ripley. We're professional scrum trainers with scrum.org. We're here to answer your questions and hopefully help you do scrum a little bit better each and every day. We co-wrote Fixing Your Scrum, Practical Solutions to Common Scrum Problems, the best anti-pattern scrum book on the planet. At least that's what one reviewer said.
I like that. You're the best reviewer,
I think I wrote that review, though. So, no, just kidding. Well-reviewed. Check it out on Amazon. Join us in some classes. Check out the description if you want to hang out with us in a two-day course. We love seeing viewers and listeners join us. But that's not what we're here for, Todd. We have a question.
We have a real question.
Can the product goal change in Scrum? And I'm assuming, let me modify this a little bit. Can the product goal change in Scrum? I'll add some modifiers here. During a sprint, I think that's, is that the context?
No. So there was multiple questions about the product goal. There were just, I think there's just this overarching feeling as when or how does a product goal change? Okay. So this could happen during a sprint. It might happen in a sprint review when you're coming and maybe it's irrelevant. And I think this whole concept behind product goals is fairly new to a lot of folks.
So what is a product goal, Todd?
Yeah, so I actually have the Scrum Guide up over right here, over here. So the product goal is a long-term objective for the Scrum team.
Okay. Right. So we have these long-term objectives, and only one can be active at a time, right?
Yep, and it describes the future state of the product, which can serve as a target for the Scrum team to plan against. The product goal is in the product backlog.
Yep.
The rest of the product backlog emerges to define what will fulfill the product goal.
That's
verbatim from the Scrum Guide.
So it's this big idea. It's going to take many sprints to ultimately achieve this product goal. Mm-hmm. And let's say one aspect of the question is, can we change our product goal? Can we change our active product goal, right?
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like the Scrum Guide directly answers this.
Okay.
It says, right after it says the product goal is the long-term objective for the Scrum team, I think this statement is what we'll probably spend the rest of the time talking about in this episode. They must fulfill or abandon one objective before taking on the next.
Perfect. So the answer is, you can change.
Yeah. So which means you're either abandoning it or fulfilling it, right?
Abandon is such a loaded word, isn't it?
Get out of here, product goal. Put you somewhere in a dumpster, product goal.
Yeah, not good.
Gross trash out.
Not good. Now, in all seriousness, so you either abandon or complete. And I think that's a good way to think about it. And there's a lot of good reasons to abandon a product goal. If it was too big, too difficult, that could be a thing.
Yeah. Unachievable.
Unachievable, right? You run out of money, you run out of time, you run out of stakeholder interest.
Yeah. What if your product goal was to increase your customer base by 20% and you realize that the path that you're going down to do that only enables you to do 10% and you're okay with that?
Yeah, great. Mission accomplished. Move on.
Yeah.
So I think it can definitely change. There's flexibility there. I like, though, that there's only one product goal active at a time.
A single product goal. It's not a plural, right? It says, I noticed you didn't say goals. You said goal.
One active. And so there's focus. And that means there's one sprint goal during a sprint that can help us achieve the product. I love the focus. And I love how there's kind of this step. You know, our sprint goal relates to a product goal. Our product goal probably relates to some kind of corporate initiative. Our initiative relates to something important to the board. And we can go all the way up and down the chain and see how the work impacts the entire organization. I like that structure. And I also think, though, it's appropriate sometimes to change what we're trying to achieve because markets change, companies change. So we need that. We need to be able to do that. But I like that there's a structured way to do that as well.
Yeah, and I'm a huge fan of, I mean, you and I have talked about this at great lengths. I mean, there's a couple of huge aspects of things that happen in corporations that change people's behaviors. And I think goals are one of them.
Yeah,
I think what we measure is another one of them. And we talk about that at great length. When we talk about evidence-based management, right?
Well, I was teaching an applying professional Scrum class today. And the One of the main discussions that I got stuck in for a while, but I like sitting in this space, and so I don't mind taking some time in this question is, you know, what if everyone isn't 100% utilized? And it's like, it's a great, first of all, utilization is crazy. Like, that's not something you optimize for. You optimize for goal hitting. You want to hit the sprint goal. You don't care if everyone was 100% utilized or planned out. And it just leads to that great discussion. And by the end of it, people are having these light bulb moments that, oh no, we've got everyone 100% busy, but we're not hitting our goals. And they're making a bad trade there. And so the goals kind of help us highlight a lot of these practices too, right?
Yeah, especially when we're talking about goals that are not customer centric, right? And what you just said there is like one of my favorite things to ask people, right? Can everybody in your corporation be really, really busy and your customer be unhappy? And the answer we always get is an unequivocal yes. Everybody can be busy as heck and your customer is raging at you or leaving you, right? So what a bad way to measure if you're fulfilling your goals or not.
You know, it's something we talked about when creating the book, and then I think we'll wrap this up. The goals keep us tied to a customer. I think that's so important. And I think that's an
path
idea
to the customer. I think you said that path to the customer
is your sprint goal. And now the sprint goal is a route to the product goal, which is a path to our customer.
I like
the connection. So maybe we'll do a video on that.
We better go before both of us fall asleep sitting here.
Yeah.
It's been a long couple days.
We have day two of classes coming up and we got to get some sleep. So we're going to go to the end screen.
End screen. We're off camera now.
Off cameras. Like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Check out the comment section below. Your questions in the comments turn into future videos. We also love it when you share your ideas. So let us know how you've handled the past situations. Give us your thoughts. And Todd and I typically, I think we try to answer almost every comment that comes in with at least a thumbs up, but perhaps some answers as well. Mm-hmm. Check out the socials. We are big on Twitter and LinkedIn. We're not on the gram. Yeah. I think we're going to stay away from the gram.
And we're not on MySpace either.
No, although if MySpace was more popular than Facebook yesterday. All right, that's it for today. Check out the videos that popped up below and go forward, do some great things with the framework. Help your teams, support one another, and we will catch you all tomorrow.